Hello everyone and welcome back to Bobby Shazam's World of Wonder and Chaos. My name is Bobby Shazam and I appreciate everybody taking another shot at my podcast here. So this is number two, my second podcast. So let's see if we can make it better and improve and maybe get some feedback from you guys. First thing I want to address to everybody who is listening to this outside of Anchor, I do apologize. I didn't realize that the songs that I was playing only played on the Anchor podcast and not as when it extended to other platforms. So I'm still going to try and reach out to as many platforms as I can, but like I said, you just won't be able to hear the music. And I can't decide if I just, you know, I'll try maybe not try to talk about the music so much. You know, I'm still going to play it for my Anchor podcast. But, you know, maybe I won't talk about it as much, or maybe I'll mention it, what the song is, and maybe you can go check it out on Spotify, SoundHound, or whatever, wherever you get your music, your iTunes music, whatever, wherever you check out your music and listen to your music from. Maybe I'll just give the song a shout and you can go check it out and see how it fit into the show. If not, that's okay too, but I might at least mention it. Seeing as this is podcast number two, I think it's only fitting that we talk about number two, we talk about poop, we talk about farts, and make this basically a body function show, mainly the bottom body functions. So that's what we're going to do. You're probably going to hear me talk about poop a lot in future podcasts just because it's a topic that I think is funny and, you know, who doesn't want to hear a good poop story once in a while? So that's kind of where I'm going to go with it. But this particular podcast, being as it is number two, my second one, it's going to be poop themed. And that's just that's where we're going to go. So without further ado, let's move on and start the show. Okay, the first topic we're going to talk about in this poop edition of Bobby Shazam's World of Wonder and Chaos, we're going to talk about your poop as far as it pertains to your health. Now, are you one of those people that just doesn't go, or you'll hold in your poop, you know, won't go, either the timing's not right or you're somewhere where you don't want to poop, you don't poop in public, this, that, and the other, or maybe you know, you hold in your farts because you're out in public, you're on a date, you're somewhere where you just aren't comfortable with just letting one go, which can be dangerous because, you know, and we'll get into that, but it's just not something that you want to do. It's not good for your stomach, and plus, you know, if you try to just sneak it out, that could also end up badly for you. So, you know, here are, you know, I did a little research, put some info or questions into the Google machine, which Google, whenever I put something into Google and it's, you know, I'm waiting for it to give me an answer or whatever, I always think of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where the guy's putting all this info into this ancient looking machine, trying to find out where all the golden tickets are. So that's kind of what I envision whenever I put something in the on Google or in the Google machine. So anyway, I did some research, and first we'll go about farts first. Here's the thing about farts. You know, it stinks more if you hold it. It stinks more when you do finally let it out. And that can be embarrassing, you know, depending on where you are or whatever. If you're just in the comfort of your own home, maybe not so bad, except for your, you know, immediate family and loved ones or whoever's around that time. So the other thing is, the more you hold it in, it basically, it ends up traveling through. And if you, for whatever reason, everybody's kind of got control of their sphincter, you know, that you can decide whether you're going to let a fart out or not let it out. But when you don't, when you do hold it, even if you do have that control to hold it in, sometimes it's going to come out anyway. It's going to make the same noise whether you let it out or it's just inside your body, it's going to make the same noise as it would if you were to just let it out. I liken it to, you know, when your stomach growls or whatever, that's the noise it's going to make. And eventually it is going to come out. And, or like I said, if it stays in, it's just going to end up making that same noise anyway, which can be just as embarrassing. You know, it's kind of embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing when your stomach growls somewhere. You're somewhere, you know, sitting in a classroom or waiting in line somewhere and you're just starving and your stomach growls and, you know, it growls loud enough for people to hear it. I think that that's kind of embarrassing. Anyway, the other thing which I found interesting about farts is when gas hangs out too long in your intestines, it begins to reabsorb into your bloodstream. It's then carried through your body up to your lungs where it is processed out and leaves when you exhale. So basically what you're doing is you're giving yourself fart breath. That's right. I read it. It's, you know, I don't know how accurate it is. I've never had that experience, but you know, who wants that? First of all, I mean, who wants their breath to smell like a fart at any point in time? Nobody ever wants their breath to smell like a fart. So you got to think about that too. Now I'm going to paint a scenario for you here. And I think we need a little bit of mood music as we play this scenario out of what happens when you hold in a fart. So bear with me. I'm going to look for the right music to set the tone here for this story. And we'll continue. Okay, so that interlude that hopefully everybody is hearing, I hope that you can at least hear that on the rest of the platforms of that this podcast is on. But that interlude is called In the Back Room, which I think that's pretty funny and fitting since we're talking about going number two and farting. So let's paint the picture here. You know, you're on your first date with this beautiful, beautiful woman. You've been talking to her for a long time. You finally got up the nerve to ask her out on a date, and you got a fart. You know, say you've gone, you know, you went to dinner first, you're gonna go to a movie. You know, number one, you gotta make sure you're eating somewhere where you're not eating, you know, food that's gonna give you gas or make you wanna poop right away. You know, no Thai food, you know, no Indian food, no chili, you know, stuff like that. So, moving on, you go to dinner, you've had a nice dinner, maybe you ate something a little spicier than you expected, and it's starting to do its magic, it's starting to work its magic, right? It's brewing in there. You know, and then, so now you're on to the second part of your date. You're going to a movie. You know, which is going well. You're going to see a nice romantic love story. You're pulling out all the stops. You bought her some popcorn, some candy, maybe a candy bar or some chocolate. You know, everybody loves chocolate. You know, women love chocolate. You know, so you've done all this. You know, you're sitting down during the movie. You're holding hands. You know, you've put her arm around her. You feel comfortable with her. You know, everything's going well. It's a perfect first date scenario right here. So you're sitting there, you know, and again, you're starting to feel some things bubbling up, right? You either you're going to have to excuse yourself to go to the bathroom or, you know, and let it out. But, you know, not everybody likes to go in public. So you're stuck. You know, you got to hold it in. You got to hope that nothing bad happens. You got to make it through the rest of this date. And okay, so movie's over, and maybe you've gone out for a drink or two afterwards, enjoyed some small talk, So the end of the night, you're dropping her off at her front door, and now you're at the moment where the date's gone pretty well. I think I want to kiss this girl. First kiss is important. you know, because, you know, it's going to set the tone for the rest of your kisses. If you're a good kisser, odds are, you know, you guys mesh well, you know, kissing wise, things are going to work, you know, second date's going to be, it's going to be more natural, right? But if you blow it and that first kiss is subpar, maybe your lips don't match, you know, maybe her lips are smaller than your lips and just nothing's jiving, you know, she uses too much tongue, you don't use enough, you know, let's just keep it simple. Your first kiss should always be slightly open mouth, soft, you know, soft lips, nothing too fancy. That's what the first kiss should be. It should never be like blah, 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 blah. You know, go in there full bore, show her everything you got. That's not what you want to do in the first kiss. So here's what happens. You lean in. She's feeling it. You're feeling it. You both are feeling it. You're like, this is going to happen. This is going to go down. This date has gone well. I'm going to seal the deal here. And then... you open your mouth to kiss her, and all of a sudden, the fart breath comes out. You know it. She knows it. Then that makes the kiss awkward. So then you're going to, you know, you might still go in for the kiss. She might be feeling sorry for you. So she still goes to it, but it's just not going to be the same. It's not going to be that boom first kiss where everything just, you know, the sparks ignite, the fireworks go off, everything like that. So you've basically, you've blown your chance because you've sat around for hours and you've held in this fart. When if you would have just excused yourself, let a fart, or maybe even just taking a chance on, you know, do the little lean over to one side or whatever, you know, try and creep it out slowly, you know, throughout the night, stuff like that. There are things that you could have done. But again, end of the night, you've blown it. You got to get back into your car dejected, feeling like you just really blew it. All you can do is hope and beg and pray that she will give you another chance and just prove to her, you know, that, hey, that was a fluke, all right? And even maybe if you guys are still talking, just say, hey, you know what? I had a fart. I held it too long, and that's why my breath smells like that. It didn't smell like that, you know, all night. You know, so you can chew gum, whatever. It's not going to protect you against the power of a held-in fart. So keep that in mind the next time you try and hold in a fart way too long. You got to let it out, people. Number one, it's not going to feel good in your stomach. And also, you're going to take a chance at giving yourself some fart breath. And nobody likes fart breath. Nobody wants to smell it coming out the other end. They don't want to smell it coming out your mouth either. So tighten that up, everybody. And let's move on. You heard it here first. Don't hold in your farts. You don't want fart breath. All right? Let's move on to the next topic. Let's talk about what happens when you hold in your poop too long. That'll be next. Okay, now back to the Google machine. Put it in the Google machine. What happens when you hold in your poop? Gave me some pretty good information. Some of it I already knew, kind of, you know, but here's what happens. We put it in the Google machine. We're gonna put it in the Google machine right now. That was my Google machine sound. That was kind of the best I can do. So anyway, when you hold in your poop, first thing it says, if you do it every once in a while, ignoring the urge once in a while, no problem. You know, everybody does it. Sometimes if you just don't go, you lose it. You're busy at work, whatever. You just can't go. Every once in a while, that is going to be perfectly fine. It's not going to kill you. Now, if you make it a habit, it can lead to problems. Number one, you hold a poop in too long, it makes it hard because water is absorbed from it the longer you hold it. What's that going to mean? Everybody's had to take a crap where it's just too hard, right? It's really hard to get out. You got to strain. You know, you feel like your head's going to explode. You're going to pop a vein. And we've all been there. We've all done it. Sometimes it gets turned sideways. You can feel it, just don't want to come out. This is not good because it can cause unnecessary straining, which, like I said, can hurt you. You can, you know, tear a muscle in your rib cage. You can bleed from it. You can cause tears to the butthole, and, you know, they call them fissure tears, and it will make you bleed. So if you make a habit of this, it's not going to be good for you. You're going to hold it in. You're going to have constipation. You're not going to be able to go. Or when you do go, it's just going to be hard as hell. So nobody likes that. Nobody likes constipation. Nobody wants to be constipated. You got to go when you got to go. So don't hold it for days and days and days and make it a habit of doing that. You know, also, another thing, watch your diet. You know, get your fiber. Get your fruits and veggies. You know, eat that bowl of chili with some beans in it once in a while. You know, eat some spicy food. Keep yourself regular. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, not only that, you know, who wants to be full of shit? I don't want to be full of shit. You know, I am full of shit a lot of times, but not in that way. It's a difference. So, that's what we've learned here. Don't hold in your poop. It can hurt. It can lead to some further problems down the road. Probably get some hemorrhoids. Who wants a hemorrhoid? I don't want a hemorrhoid. So, keep that in check. Watch your ass. Do not, you know, like I said, once in a while, okay. Make a habit out of it. You're just asking for problems, and it's just going to hurt like hell, and you might not even be able to go for like 2 or 3, 4 days because you've held it so long. Not a good thing. So, with all that being said, we are going to take a quick commercial break here. Now, if you listened to my last podcast, which not too many of you did, so most of you will be hearing this for the first time. My son, Nicholas, a.k.a. Bobby Shazam III, made a commercial. I'm going to play it for you right now. Hopefully everybody can hear it because I think it's just funny as hell. And it also stays in line with the topic that we're talking about. And we have something here that will help you when you get constipated, all right? And I will be back right after this message from BS3.
Do you feel constipated? Well, if that answer is yes, then you're in luck. Bobbylax will unclog your tubes in a jiffy. Bobbylax may cause explosive diarrhea, farts, and other strange mishappenings. We and Bobby Shazam are under no circumstances responsible for any side effects. Take at your own risk.
I know I'm the dad and everything, but that's just damn funny. So, yeah, if you're constipated, grab yourself some Bobbylax. It will clean your tubes in a jiffy. So, moving on. Next topic of discussion, we got to talk about, you know, where you can and can't go to the bathroom. And I'm talking about everybody out there personally. Are you one of those people that can't take a dump in public? It's got to be in the privacy of your own home. It can't be at a friend's house. It can't be anywhere, you know, other than your house. You know, it's a lot of people can't go unless they're on their own toilet, in their own bathroom, or somebody they know really, really well, and maybe even not them. But I've always been able to go anywhere. You know, there's times where I'll be driving home from work and I might have to stop and take a dump. I might have to go to a gas station and just let her go. You know, I can't, like I said, it's not good to hold it in. I know that, so I don't like to hold it in. I will stop somewhere and I will go. You know, if I'm at work, I always called it getting paid to poop. Hashtag getting paid to poop. At work is the best time to poop because you are essentially getting paid for it. Now, the only drawback to that is, and I will tell you because this can be, you know, it can be kind of embarrassing. You know, everybody's different, but for me, it is a little bit embarrassing, or at least something that you think about when you're going to the bathroom. So whether you're going to the bathroom, you know, if it's one stall, no big deal. If it's one stall and a urinal, that's where things can start to get tricky. You know, if there's more than one stall and you got multiple people taking a dump, also where it gets tricky. Because what do you hear? What are the noises that you hear when you're in a public restroom or you're at work or whatever? You're going to hear the farts. You're going to hear the other people shitting. You're going to hear the other people grunting. You know, you're going to hear it hitting the toilet. You know, or you're going to hear it hitting the water, basically. So, you know, it's how are you able to deal with that? You know, and the weird thing is, like, you know, it's quiet, generally pretty quiet, you know, in a work bathroom, in a work setting, or, you know, any bathroom, really. It's generally pretty quiet for the most part. So, you know, you're doing your thing. You know, you never know when it's going to come out, what it's going to come out like, if it's going to, you know, going to come out fast, going to sound like a waterfall, it's going to sound like you're, you know, squirting, you know, some Hershey syrup out your ass. Whatever, is it going to, you're going to have some big ploppers that are going to make a lot of, you know, a loud plopping noise in the toilet, you know, splashing water all over the place, you know, so that's all embarrassing enough. But here's where I feel like it really gets tricky is when you go to wipe. Now, if you're anything like me, you know, it's probably guys mainly, because, you know, if you got a little bit of a hairy ass or whatever, it takes a little bit more scrubbing to get them, you know, to get that clean wipe, you know, so you might be scrubbing for a little bit. What happens then? You know, you get your toilet balls, your toilet paper balls caught in your ass hairs. That's another story for another day. But people can hear that, you know, if somebody's just, you know, washing their hands or they're just going pee, whatever, at a urinal, you know, they're going to hear you scrubbing and, you know, wiping your ass. To me, that's the embarrassing part. It's like, you know, because if, to be quite honest, it sounds like, you know, I'm sanding the deck or something like that when I'm wiping my ass. So that's a little bit embarrassing, but you have to wipe properly. Otherwise, you know, and then you got to check for them toilet paper balls. Don't be afraid to stick your hand back there and pull those pieces of toilet paper out. Otherwise, they're going to come back to bite you later on. You could be sitting somewhere and one could catch another hair. You know, they could get all tangled up and it's going to hurt and it's going to make you uncomfortable. So don't be afraid to rip those suckers out. You're going to wash your hands anyway, right? Most of us wash our hands after taking a shit. I would hope so, after ripping out some toilet paper balls. But so, you know, these are things to think about, you know, when you're going. You know, does that bother anybody else? Give me some feedback. You know, does anybody else think about these things when you're going, you know, in a quiet bathroom, whether it be at work or wherever? Obviously, if you're at home, odds are nobody's going to be in the bathroom with you, you know, unless they're taking a shower or something. They're not going to be able to hear you anyway. So let's just talk about out in public. So out in public, what is everybody's thoughts on that? Send me your questions. Send me your stories. Tell me what you think about that. You know, how do you feel? I want to know what everybody else feels about what I just talked about and going in public. So, you know, can you even go in public? I want to know all these things. Tell me your thoughts, your fears when it comes to where you drop those kids off at the pool. All right, let's move on. I think right now we'll stop and we'll play a song. I'll tell everybody what it is. It's going to be, you know, Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire can pertain to your asshole, so that's why I'm kind of, you know, you eat that spicy food, you eat that spicy chili, when it comes out, you're going to have a ring of fire, so that's why I picked this song. And really, who can go wrong with some Johnny Cash, right? So enjoy the song. I'll be back. All right, moving on. I think I've only got a couple more, you know, segments planned for this second edition of Bobby Shazam's World of Wonder and Chaos. I'm calling this one the Poo Cast. I see what I did there. Anyway, but I'm hoping these last couple segments I can get a little bit of feedback, some interaction, even more than other ones, you know, because really here I'm just, you know, send me your poop stories. Everybody tell me your best or favorite poop story. Maybe you have one, maybe you got more than one, but tell me your favorite poop story. Everybody's got a poop story, right? And if you don't want to leave me a message or leave me one of yours, you at least get to listen to mine. So that's going to be this segment. I'm going to give you my poop story. And it was quite a few years ago, actually. Not that I haven't had more since then. But again, we're going back to favorite poop stories, right? So my favorite poop story is, and I've told it several times, and nobody believes me, but this is the absolute truth. This has absolutely happened. I used to work at a plant in the town where I live, Morris, Illinois. And, you know, I was working second shift, but I had to work over. I had to work some overtime. So I had to work 2 p.m. in the afternoon until 2 a.m. at night. And a lot of times after 2 a.m., you know, I would go to Walmart because it's nice and quiet, whatever. You could get whatever you needed, whatever. But I really had to go take a dump, and I did not want to spend any more time at work than I had to because I was off at 2 a.m. So I drove to Walmart, and I was just really having a hard time keeping it in. You know, it's, I like to call it, you know, I had a turtle head poking out. It was wanting to come out so bad, and I'm just trying to drive and keep it in. It's probably touching my underwear, you know, by now. And it was, you know, it was just getting to the point where it was painful. I had to go, like I said, like you've heard in this podcast, this poo cast. that when I gotta go, I gotta go. I don't like to have to hold it. So anyway, problem is when I get to Walmart parking lot, I can't really get out of the car because I just know that if I get out of this car, that I'm gonna shit my pants, that it's just gonna come out. I got nothing else to hold it. At least I'm sitting down driving. It's got nowhere to go, or at least it's gonna, you know, smash up and not wanna come all the way out, right? So I get out and I do what anybody else would do in this situation. I pinched my butt cheeks as tight as I possibly could, and that's how I walked into the store. Now, mind you, walking into the store, okay, not that big a deal. But, you know, at that time of night, they close the bathrooms where I, you know, want to go. So I'm hoping that it'll just pass, even though I know that it's not going to pass, it's going to come out somewhere. So the bathrooms were closed, or I think they were cleaning them at the time up at the front of the store. So, you know, that's my luck there. So I got to go all the way to the other end of Walmart, back where I think the layaway was at the time. There's bathrooms there. But I get about halfway and I just decide, you know, I just can't make it. I'm not going to make it. So I had to readjust. I had to loosen my, you know, grip up just a little bit. And in just that short amount of time that I released my butt cheeks from the flex position, was I felt just this big old cake donut like turd come rolling down my pant leg. And there's nothing I could do. So what do you do, right? You're thinking, hey, Bobby Shazam, what did you do in this situation? Well, I did whatever I could. I wasn't gonna pick the turd up, you know, or dig it out of my pants. So basically, I just opened my pant leg up. You know, I gave my pant leg a little tug on the outside, and I let the turd roll out onto the floor, and I just left it there. I left it. I mean, it was in the middle of an aisle, in the middle of the floor. Not like somebody could go without noticing it. Not like they're not going to realize what it is. It's somebody's shit. So after that, I was able to, that was just enough of a release for me to get to the bathroom and finish on my business. Mind you, had major shit stains in my underwear. I had a shit trail going down my leg. But you know what? I finally got some relief and I was able to walk out of Walmart with my head kind of held high, you know, and I just avoided that aisle. I walked out of there as fast as I could, hoping that nobody would stop me or nobody would say something to me, tell me to clean it up, whatever, get in trouble, you know, I don't know, shit, I could probably get arrested for that. So that's my poop story. Send me your poop story, but even if you don't send me your poop story, I hope that you at very least got a laugh out of this one and that you enjoyed this one. So let's move on to the next segment, and then I will have my Bobby bit to close out the show. But let's move on. Okay, next to last segment, and this is going to be a short one, and also would appreciate some fan interaction. I want to hear your best or favorite poop scene in a movie. You know, it can be graphic, it could be just sounds, it can be anything, any sort of poop scene in a movie. I know that I have my top three. I will give them to you right now, not in any particular order because I can't decide who would be my number one. And that is, there is a poop scene in I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, which is a movie. It's one of those movies where the guy who the movie is based on, you know, it's a true story, basically. Tucker Max is the guy in the movie. He's written some books, and they made that book into a movie. So that one was probably my top poop scene. If you haven't ever seen it, Google it, YouTube it, anything, and just check it out. Poop scene in I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. It's crazy and probably just one of the funniest poop scenes that you'll ever see. Also, two and three, I gotta go with Dumb and Dumber. That's a classic where I can't remember which one it is. I get them confused. Lloyd, not Lloyd. I think Lloyd was Jim Carrey. This is Jeff Daniels' character, Harry, I think. Because Lloyd poisons him with a bottle of Turbolax or something like that before he goes on his date. Basically, he's stolen Lloyd's girl, and you know, that's probably right up there with one of my favorite poop scenes as well. So Dumb and Dumber, we got I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, Dumb and Dumber, and then I just got to go with Bridesmaids just because it's women. I mean, it's freaking hilarious. Well, you know, women don't poop, right? Well, in the scene in the movie, they all went poo, so that's probably one of my favorites. So tell me yours. Let's talk about it. Maybe I'll make a list, and we can make, you know, a top 10, 20, whatever, however many there are. And, you know, I can check them out and see if they compare to mine. Maybe you agree with me. Maybe you don't, you know, agree with mine or whatever. So give me yours. Let me know your favorite poop scene from a movie. Going on from there, before I get into my closing, you know, my Bobby bit, that's kind of this thing, you know, this word of life advice or whatever that I'm going to close every show with, you know, basically from Bobby Shazam. It's Bobby's bit, you know, it's just a little something extra for you to think about at the end of every podcast I record. But before I do that, you have got to check out this song, whether you're on Anchor, you're listening to me on Anchor, which you will get to hear this song. But if you're not on Anchor, you got to check this song out. I actually did put it in the Google machine, the Willy Wonka Google machine. I put, you know, songs about poop in there because I just, you know, I wanted some ideas or whatever when I was putting this show together. And this song came up by Kanye West. I'd never heard it before, whatever, but it's called Lift Yourself. And it's basically, the song is basically about relieving yourself, going poop, lifting yourself, but it's all hidden, you know, there's hidden undertones of it, you know, that's, if you listen to the words or whatever, you can just kind of see where he's going with it. So you have to listen to it. I'm going to put it right now in this segment before I, you know, close things out with my last words and my Bobby bit or whatever. But the song is called Lift Yourself. It's by Kanye West. Just one of the weirdest songs, you know, he's probably ever made, which that's neither here nor there. Whatever, you know, maybe you're a fan, maybe you're not a fan, maybe you think all his songs are weird, but this one, you gotta listen to this one in particular. If you don't listen to any other Kanye West song for the rest of your life, at least listen to this one and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Lift Yourself by Kanye West. That's next, and then we're gonna end the show. We are nearing the end. We are in the final segment here of the PooCast, the second edition of Bobby Shazam's World of Wonder and Chaos. Hope everybody got to hear the song, The Lift Yourself by Kanye West, or if not, you're at least going to take some time out of your day to give it a listen on another platform of your choosing, you know, iTunes, Spotify, SoundHound, whatever. Yeah, it's just a weird song. Anyway, we are in the final, like I said, final segment. We are about coming up to the end of the show where I like to give one last little tidbit for you, a Bobby bit. And it can be anything, a goofy thought, a life lesson, anything like that, anything that's, you know, it's my final thought for the episode. So I'm going to try and do that at the end of every episode. Before I get into that, check out my YouTube channel, the Bobby Shazam channel. Got a lot of poop-inspired videos on that one. I've got the Peep Oreo Challenge, where basically I eat a bunch of poo, or I eat a bunch of poo. I have done that, but I eat a bunch of Peep Oreos because they were supposed to. I heard that they were supposed to turn your poop colors, and they do. So check that one out. There's Bobby's Poo Dive. Just a couple other, you know, fart bomb videos and poop inspired videos on the Bobby Shazam channel. While you're there, like, share, and subscribe if you want. Not a big deal. It's not a big channel or anything like that, but I do have some stuff on there. And you can watch the video that pretty much got me kicked off of Facebook by my girlfriend because I shared this video called The Glitter Poop on there. I don't think I need to explain it. Go to my YouTube channel, watch it, Bobby Shazam, the Bobby Shazam channel. I am on other couple of forms of social media here and there. You can check me out, you know, Bobby Shazam 2.0 on Instagram, Bobby Shazam on Snapchat, although I don't think I'm on Snapchat currently. I was having some trouble with it. Anyway, you can find me anywhere you want, but check it out. Tell me what you think, and we will go from there. So, to this episode's Bobby bit. We're going to end my poo cast, my number two, with this thought. One of life's greatest dilemmas is when you have to poop so bad that in the midst of the hustle and bustle of disrobing, you let a little pee out and it gets on the seat. What do you do? Do you stop before you sit, grab some toilet paper and wipe off the pee? Or do you just sit down and worry about it after? I mean, it is your pee, right? That's the end of my show. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all send me some messages, some feedback. Till next time, Bobby Shazam here, bringing you peace, love, and Kindle Schmervin. Goodbye, everybody.